Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Hizb al-Tahrir Australia's 2025 conference, Islam, the change the world desperately needs, concludes with resounding success. Hizb al-Tahrir Australia successfully concluded its 2025 conference in a wonderful atmosphere of sincere reflection and genuine concern about the state of humanity and its future direction. The conference was filled with impassioned speeches and invigorated audiences and included a heart-trembling video message from the heart of devastated Gaza. Audience were treated to four profound speeches, each reflecting upon systematic problems faced today and Islam's unique response to it. The first speech took us back in time to understand the historical, political, and ideological roots of modern-day injustices. Key reflections include the discerning of God during European Enlightenment, the elevation of Machiavellian politics where the ends come to justify the means, the emergence of colonialism, the formation of modern statehood, and widespread economic exploitation. Injustices were not only practiced by individual states, but became systemized and later globalized, wreaking havoc upon the entire world. The second speech tackled the economic injustices in the world, highlighting three main sources of economic exploitation, including the immersion of business with politics, the fiat currency system of worthless paper money, and the exploitation of riba, usury, and its entanglement in every facet of the modern economic cycle. The talk highlighted Islam's unique alternative to these three injustices, educating audiences about Islam's fixed divine commandments that are not open to renewal by any vested interest, the imperative of gold and silver-backed currency, and Islam's prohibition of riba, usury, that ensures both the proper circulation of wealth and preventing the rich from getting rich just by being rich. The speech also informed the audience of Islam's unique wealth distribution model, differentiating between private property, collective property, and state property, a model that appropriately manages economic activity to ensure the equitable division of wealth for individuals and the community at large. Astoundingly, audience were treated to seminal presentation of Islam's economic model in practice, using Australian statistics as an example, where a paradigmatic shift in wealth distribution was attained, leaving individuals and the state in a stronger economic position despite the near-universal elimination of tax obligations. The third speech addressed the core of everybody's concerns, the decay of modern life and its impact upon the individual, family, and community. It was a sincere plea to reflect upon the implications of a world that substitutes the worship of God for the worship of the self. Islam's profound insights in remolding the hearts and minds that transform every facet of society were passionately detailed, leaving audiences truly transformed. Importantly, a note about the emptiness of modern notions of quote-unquote social cohesion was presented, exposing these calls as nothing more than a requirement to bend to injustice. Islam's true model of cohesion that stands alone as the gold model of coexistence was intricately presented, leaving audiences in awe. The fourth speech addressed the issue of the Khilafah, Caliphate, and what its emergence would mean for the world today. Stripping away the hysteria that often follows conversations about Islam, especially conversations about its political order, the speech unpacked some of the false propaganda associated with the Khilafah, peddled no less by Australia's political leaders, including most recently by the Director General of ASIO. The speech explained the centrality of Khilafah in Islam, the natural existence for over 1,300 years in the Muslim world, and how, at its essence, represents no more than the desire of Muslims to live by their Islam. The speech reminded audiences that many of the systematic problems faced in the Muslim world are a direct consequence of our colonial legacy. The Khilafah was presented as a natural antidote to the instability, insecurity, corruption, and underdevelopment found in that part of the world. Audiences were pointedly asked, what is so bad about Muslims seeking a greater level of economic independence, or greater political stability, or a greater say over foreign interference? Concerns that are natural for all people. Lastly, the audience were presented with a heart-rending plea from the center of devastated Gaza, where the impassioned plea was delivered, reminding audiences that the destruction of Gaza and the systematic genocide of its people is symptomatic of what is so wrong with the world today. The same forces that destroyed Gaza are the same forces wreaking destruction upon the entire world. audiences were reminded of the heavy responsibility upon the soldiers of Muslims to not just face these injustices, but to lead humanity towards a better future. An incredible plea, where the most distressed in the world today demonstrated more concern about the fate of others over themselves. Despite the hysteria leading up to the conference, pushed by politicians, media, and even intelligence chiefs, the community proudly came together to ensure the beautiful message of Islam will never be drowned by the noise of warmongers and genocidal advocates. The testament to the deep-seated love of Islam felt by Muslims everywhere and the sincere desire to allow others the opportunity to see its greatness too. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Australia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.